He frowned at the sign on Regulus's door, to which Hermione was silently pointing.
What? That was Sirius's brother, wasn't it? Regulus Arcturus Regulus? R-A-B? The locket. You don't reckon...
Let's find out, said Harry. He pushed the door. It was locked. Hermione pointed her wand at the handle and said,
Aloha Mora.
There was a click, and the door swung open. They moved over the threshold together, gazing around. Regulus's bedroom was slightly smaller than Sirius's, though it had the same sense of former grandeur. Whereas Sirius had sought to advertise his difference from the rest of the family, Regulus had striven to emphasize the opposite. The slithering colors of emerald and silver were everywhere, draping the bed, the walls, and the windows. The black family crest was painstakingly painted over the bed, along with its motto, Toujours Pure. Beneath this was a collection of yellow newspaper cuttings, all stuck together to make a ragged collage. Hermione crossed the room to examine them.
They're all about Voldemort, she said. Regulus seems to have been a fan for a few years before he joined the Death Eaters.
A little puff of dust rose from the bed covers as she sat down to read the clippings. Harry, meanwhile, had noticed another photograph. A Hogwarts Quidditch team was smiling and waving out of the frame. He moved closer and saw the snakes emblazoned on their chests, Slytherins. Regulus was instantly recognizable as the boy sitting in the middle of the front row. He had the same dark hair and slightly haughty look of his brother, though he was smaller, slighter, and rather less handsome than Sirius had been.
He played Seeker, said Harry.
What?
Said Hermione vaguely. She was still immersed in Voldemort's press clippings.
He's sitting in the middle of the front row. That's where the Seeker...
Never mind, said Harry, realizing that nobody was listening. Ron was on his hands and knees, searching under the wardrobe. Harry looked around the room for likely hiding places and approached the desk. Yet again, somebody had searched before them. The drawer's contents had been turned over recently, the dust disturbed, but there was nothing of value there, old quills, out-of-date textbooks that bore evidence of being roughly handled, a recently smashed ink bottle, its sticky residue covering the contents of the drawer.
There's an easier way, said Hermione, as Harry wiped his inky fingers on his jeans.
She raised her wand and said,
Accio, lock it!
Nothing happened. Ron, who had been searching the folds of the faded curtains, looked disappointed.
Is that it, then? It's not here. Oh, it could still be here, but under counter enchantments, said Hermione. Charms to prevent it being summoned magically, you know.
Like Voldemort put on the stone basin in the cave, said Harry, remembering how he had been unable to summon the fake locket.
How are we supposed to find it, then? Asked Ron.
We search manually, said Hermione.
That's a good idea, said Ron, rolling his eyes, and he resumed his examination of the curtains.
They combed every inch of the room for more than an hour, but were forced, finally, to conclude that the locket was not there. The sun had risen now. Its light dazzled them even through the grimy landing windows.
It could be somewhere else in the house, though, said Hermione in a rallying tone as they walked back downstairs.
As Harry and Ron had become more discouraged, she seemed to have become more determined.
Whether he'd managed to destroy it or not, he'd want to keep it hidden from Voldemort, wouldn't he? Remember all those awful things we had to get rid of when we were here last time? That clock that shot bolts at everyone, and those old robes that tried to strangle Ron? Regulus might have put them there to protect the locket's hiding place, even though we didn't realize it at...